Anticipation is building. The holidays are just around the corner, and at the Home Depot, we can't wait. With Black Friday savings all through November, you can count down to Christmas early with a Santa Countdown Inflatable Special Buy, only $69.98. Or anticipate when friends and family come to visit with an entrance full of LED lights that will welcome them and the holidays with open arms. Get the holiday magic started early. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Controlling the information environment, right? That's your way of steering the narrative in your direction. Classic example, when they accused Rod Rosenstein, do you remember that? When they said Rod Rosenstein was involved in asking people to wear a wire. When candidates for James Comey's job, this is early in the Trump administration, they said that candidates went into the Oval Office to interview for Comey's job and they were wearing a wire. And they said Rod Rosenstein was responsible for that. Now, who would leak that to the New York Times? The only people leaking to the New York Times are the ones who are using the New York Times as state propaganda, right? And so why leak that on their own side? Because they knew it was going to come out one way or another, and that's how they control the narrative. And I think that's a little bit of what you're seeing here. They want to attack people like me and say, okay, this is insane. Like, for example, Pizzagate, right? Who would dare talk about Pizzagate? Because if you talk about Pizzagate, it sounds insane. What? What, they're trafficking kids from a pizza restaurant? That's nuts. There's no way that can be true, right? I ignored Pizzagate because I was underwater already over Benghazi, and I didn't need to take on any more insanity. So I didn't even worry about that until, I don't know, a decade later, I'm interviewing someone on a cyber episode that I was working on, and I find out this is the person that broke down Backpage, and he's telling me about the symbols of pedophilia that you can find on the FBI's website. And I look at the symbols of pedophilia on the FBI's website because I'd never looked at that and I wanted to make sure it was true. And any decent journalist would do. And then you look at the symbol for Comet Pizza and lo and behold, there it is, identical. Here, the symbol for man, boy, love and the symbol for Comet Pizza. Does that prove that everything that was reported on that is true? No, absolutely not. But at the very least, it's the basis on which to start asking questions, real questions, and demanding real answers.
Wow.
Well, especially when there's a lot of legislation, even in California, that I see being written up that's like serious, you know.
It's a lot of information. A lot of questions. But I thought it was important that we have you on the show.
Yeah.
So that you can break down what you were trying to break down before they took and they tried to demonize you.
And silence you.
Yeah. And I think that's the problem that we're having in this country. And that's why we can't solve problems. You can't say that you love children, but you turn a blind eye to what could be possibly happening at the border or children being abused.
That's right.
This is not good. It gives us all something to think about.
Really think about.
And you know what? I appreciate you coming on our show to spill the beans and the collard greens. Tell everybody how they can get in contact with you if they need to look you up or what social media platforms are you on?
So I don't go on platforms that traffic in children. So you will find me on Locals. You will find me on social.
Alrighty, we're back. And Joe, we'll give a quick update. You know, here's the thing. I was just watching here, and this Hobbs, who's running against Kerry Lake, Hobbs, who's the governor, she is the Secretary of State. She's the one in charge of counting the votes. She shouldn't have, you know, reclused herself by legal, but she's, now, listen, she's way out ahead of Kerry Lake as of right now in Arizona. That is impossible. That is impossible.
All of the information we've had, doesn't look good.
Yeah, well, we can't let that go. I mean, we got to stay on top of this and fight it. Remind them every single day. That is, and of course, you know, it just so happens that the 30% of the Dominion, those Dominion voting machines in Arizona are in Maricopa County.
Maricopa County went down. That's the county that if you don't win it, you lose the state. If you win Maricopa, you win the state.
Yep, kind of like the daily machine in Chicago, huh?
Kind of like that, yeah.
It is really bad.
Well, they claim they fixed everything, and they claim that they had a special We've got redundancy in place, voters can place their ballots in a secure box that will be counted later.
They're going to take it. They're going to take it. What, there's an echo here? Okay.
Well, no, there's an echo, bad echo all of a sudden. I'm hearing it.
Okay. I don't know where it's coming from.
Well, there it is. It's cleared up.
Okay, wait a minute.
Oops, I hear it a little now, but
how's that? Better. Is that better? That was my fault. I had them too high. Okay. All right, now. Okay, very good. All righty, there you go.
There's one big kind of a interesting story out there. The Dems are already blaming, and they're blaming the word M, misinformation. The reason they are having some losses is all due to misinformation.
Yeah. Yep.
And they're all their declining popularity among these minority voters, Hispanics in Florida and the Spanish in Texas, and because voters on conservative media like this program, we've been giving out misinformation, and now the big villain is Musk, because he took over Twitter. Misinformation is going to spread all over. Well, it's interesting. They've been giving out their spiel for years. Musk purchased Twitter. The final deal was made, I think, the 17th of October. And that's only, 3 weeks ago? 3.5?
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, he did that, and the whole world is now full of misinformation because one man bought one company that's only part of the whole entire Silicon Valley liberal media, and it's because of Elon Musk now that he goes out and buys an outfit that spews lies all across the world, according to President Joe Biden. There's no more editors anymore in America. So now you know the problem. We are the problem, and Elon Musk having Twitter for a few weeks. it's ridiculous, but that's what they're claiming.
Well, Biden is targeting Musk to try to take him down, okay?
Yeah.
That's going to be a job. That's going to be a job. Because now more and more people are going back to that, where he's making it to where, everybody's got an opportunity. They're the ones that want to censor. We're the ones that are for the First Amendment, for freedom of speech. They don't want it. In fact, these kids in these colleges now say that people that want freedom of speech, people that go against the deep state rhetoric and propaganda, should face the death penalty. They have been so indoctrinated now.
Mm-hmm.
But here's some of the ones that have... We've won. Rubio won. Of course, DeSantis won big time. It looks like Herschel Walker is going to beat Warnock. He's way ahead.
Warnock. That would be wonderful, because that is something we don't need. That man, he is evil.
Okay. Yeah, so that's a big win for us. Kristi Noem won. She's a good one. Here in Ohio, DeWine won, our governor. Sarah Huckabee Sanders won, and I like her a lot.
She won big there in Arkansas.
It looks like Kemp is way out ahead of Abrams. I mean, like about 6-8 points ahead of Abrams. In Pennsylvania, they're just about neck and neck with Fetterman and Oz. There's
one problem. Oz is already... Where is it? He's already gone to court and filing. Well, I had it right here handy. Anyway, he's at court fighting something that happened already.
Yeah, it's because the Supreme Court ruled that they couldn't use those phony ballots, and they said, no, well, we're going to use them anyhow.
Yeah.
And so that's what I think he's going to court on, so... Yeah, we expected that was going to...
Here it is. He hired Clinton election fixer in this suit. He hired Clinton lawyer Mark Elias. Now, there is a real weasel, real skunk, right? To spearhead his federal lawsuit contending the mail-in ballots should not, with incorrect missing dates, should not be counted. But it's real interesting when the state put them in, Virginia, everybody, when they put them in, They clearly said these dates are material to the security of a mail-in system. If you people want a mail-in system, one of the requirements are that there has to be a date. It has to, the dates are material, and that is what is going to go to court, tie up. But, you know, Mark Ellis, Elias, is a real weasel and a smart attorney, so that's going to be tied up for quite a while, I think, before we know who wins there.
Well, Vance, and here in Ohio, Vance is way out ahead. He's 6 points, 7 points ahead of 7 points ahead of Ryan in Ohio.
Good.
Right now,
it looked a little closer for a while, but that would remember they always count the mail-in ballots first. It always looks bad for our side right at first.
Yeah. So
have you seen Oz? How's Oz doing against?
Yeah, we just talked about that. Oz, there's one there.
Even.
He's 1 point. Yeah, he's 1 point behind Fetterman right now.
Okay.
Yeah, according to this, but that's been going back and forth. So, you know, and you still have it. Let me see. That's with 83% of the vote in. With 83% of the vote in, there's 1 point.
It'll depend on what counties are left then.
Yeah, whenever you have a distance that's 1% or less, they always have a recount.
Yeah.
And so Governor Scott won.
Do not go well for us usually.
Yeah, Governor Scott won. That was big. Kristi Noem in South Dakota won. That was good. Thune won. That was good. We see out there Lee won in Tennessee, governor's race. That was good. Abbott won from Texas. Big time. He beat Big Toe O'Rourke by a lot, okay?
Okay.
So.
We know Grassley won. Looks like Ron Johnson's going to win Wisconsin, but that hasn't been called yet.
Sununu won. And Kemp is way out ahead of Abrahams, or Abrams. I think he's about 6-7 points ahead of Abrams
right now. Thank you.
Yeah, so those are good.
Hey, Wisconsin. Oh, okay. That's way too early to say anything, but Lee is winning in Utah.
Yeah, well, that's good. Very good, because he was very concerned because guess who? Rhino. The Rhino who ran for president against Obama. I'm trying to think. I'm having one of my senior moments. You know who I'm talking about? Romney. Romney. He was supporting the Democrat against Lee.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's good that Lee won. All righty. Okay. I think what we're going to do, being election night, let's open the phone line and take some calls. See if anybody's listening to us or if they're all watching.
And we'll do the TV sets. Huh?
Yeah. And so I'll have to get up in them.
While you're opening the phones, I saw something today that was really sad. More Americans can't afford their car payments in this economy, and it was talking about 200,000 auto loans reached a 60-day delinquency. Remember, they'd had a pandemic accommodation program to kind of help people laid off and stuff, but now there's an additional 100,000 of those that are still behind. So it's looking very, very bad. They can't make 1 in 4. We're behind on a utility bill, and now we've got a couple 100,000 auto loans that are 60 days or more behind, and we haven't even gotten into the cold weather where the energy bills are going to go high, and we know the gas prices are going to go even higher because they can't sell any more oil out of the reserve. It's so low now, it's scary. So gasoline and diesel are going to do nothing but go up in the next few months. So I wish a lot of this had happened before this election, because a lot of people just can't see in the future, can't take facts and extrapolate and use it to their advantage. They can only see today And I think that was a sad thing that somebody...
They just called the race here for Vance.
Vance, oh, good.
Yeah. So,
oh, good, J.D. We know it's one more in our favor.
Okay, yeah, so that we should be having the Senate... we should have majority in the Senate now.
By one vote, I think.
Yeah. Vance won by seven percentage points. That's pretty good. Yeah, well, let's see. Walker, and it looks like Walker's going to win this one.
Looks like he might do it, yes.
Yeah. All right, we'll see. We got to continue.
The others aren't looking as good, though.
Yeah, I know. Well, we'll see what happens with Oz.
Behind and, yeah.
I'm going to tell you, there ain't no way in the world, and there ain't no way in the world that Kerry Lake would lose that against Hobbs.
She was ahead by miles in every poll and everything. Something's terribly, terribly wrong there.
Yeah, we know what's terribly wrong, Maricopa County. And so we got to get on top of that big time. We got to stay on top of them. All right, let's go, and we'll take... We've got John in Minnesota. Let's go to John in Minnesota.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing okay. How are you?
Good. Well, I'm out of gas right now on underneath the bridge.
So,
little challenge for us right now, but you can say hi to my wife here, Heather.
Hi, Ernie.
Hello. Hi, Heather. How are you?
Hi, Heather. Don't ask how she's doing. She's probably a little upset right now.
Okay.
You guys have any news on Minnesota yet, especially Allison?
No, I haven't seen that yet, but boy, that would be good news, wouldn't it?
I think it's going to prevail.
That is something, because I haven't seen anything from Minnesota coming up here all night long. They've had all the different states, and let's see, you guys are on Central Time, right?
Yeah, so we closed 2 hours ago now, 2.5 hours ago.
Yeah, there should be something on Minnesota. I haven't seen anything at all. I say they called it for Moran in Kansas City. Okay, and in Kansas. That is a good one. And obviously,
looks like Bud is going to take North Carolina. They haven't called it, but
he's
well ahead.
Did you say Kerry Lake supposedly losing?
They've got her way behind out here. And
she was like 11 points ahead.
Yeah, I know. But guess what? You know, Hobbs happens to be the Secretary of State. She's the one that counts the votes. She's the one that's running against Kerry.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
So, yeah, so,
yeah.
You know, crooked is as crooked does.
Amen. Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, listen, I hope you guys get some gas and get home.
You got some friends you can call to bring you some, or AAA?
Farmers Insurance is better than AAA, so I'll give a little plug for Farmers. They got us on delivery in 5 minutes.
No kidding.
Oh, super. Okay. All right. We don't have to worry about you then. Help is on the way.
All righty. All righty. Well,
have a great evening.
All right, you too. God bless. Okay, let's go to, we have Clifford. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi. I'll go off topic a little bit, but...
what's new?
What's new, yeah. One of the things is, getting to the shots, resveratrol is on some of the lists that people are taking to try and counteract the ill effects. And one thing that's interesting on Google Scholar, not Google, you can look up some of the studies. They have millions of them. And it does say that resveratrol repairs DNA. So that might be why it's on some of the lists. So people could look at that for themselves. It's on Google Scholar. You put in Google Scholar resveratrol repair of DNA. So that might be one of the reasons that's on that list. Then I was talking to a woman that was going to a gastrologist for what is that thing where you regurgitate or something like that. So this is a month ago. She said she was talking about the shot. Now the doctor told her that people are coming in, a lot of young people that took the shot that have It's like something with the stomach called
colitis.
Gastropenia. Involves the nerves and the stomach. The food just stays there. The people that have this Crohn's disease that have gotten rid of it, it's coming back. And the third thing that I haven't heard about was he said that the people are having trouble swallowing, that their esophagus is like constricted after taking the shot. That's pretty alarming. You know, like they're having difficulty swallowing food. So that was alarming. And then, let's see, another thing was the David Knight Show podcast, November 4th, about 2 hours in. Normally a three-hour podcast, usually runs an interview at the last hour. It was talking about these buses that in Connecticut, one of these buses that runs just on batteries went on fire in the yard or whatever. And it cost almost $1 million, but then they decided he does a good job. I'd recommend this podcast, David Knight Show podcast, for international stuff, the underbelly of some of the international, where he gives some coverage on that. But they said in Stuttgart, Germany, there was also one of these buses just lit up, and they mentioned in Canada and China. So these things sound like they're dangerous. And they're close to $1 million, these buses, for fires.
Yeah. The batteries go, the chargers have gone. They're kind of trying to downplay it, but water, moisture, other things seem to really do havoc with both the charging systems and the batteries. And when they explode, they're quite powerful. But you wouldn't know it if you just watched the normal news, Cliff.
Right, right. So, you know, but there's a question. I don't know where this happened. This was on another podcast, but apparently something did happen or could happen, supposedly. These buses go up so quickly that the people can't potentially get off the bus if it's en route.
Right, depends on where the batteries are located, and it blocks the front doors.
Yeah, that would be a bad way to go, you know. I mean, usually a fire. Didn't the Volkswagen supposedly have an engine in the back, and they were getting hit, and then that was a fire hazard? Didn't initially they place an engine in the Volkswagen at one point in the back of the Volkswagen?
Yeah, and that's where their engines were in the back.
For quite a while.
Yeah. So, also, there was another thing on MySite News. Apparently, this guy, Jack Mackey, and others pulled out like 3 more gigs or 2 more gigs of deleted stuff from the Hunter Biden laptop. But it reveals that he had a connection with this George Gao, instead of Cow, it's Gao, from the Chinese CDC, who was involved with the Wuhan lab and the original virus, as well as the microbiotas in the Ukraine. So this Hunter Biden is in every, you know, seems to have been involved with the virus itself.
The gift that keeps on giving.
He was involved in every single area where there were corruption. This is what, you know, we've been telling here, the entire Biden crime cartel. They become more and more crooked as they go, but they weren't the only ones. The Democratic Party, but like I said, the major thing, that the reason they feared Trump so much, is Trump had started a program, and it's been going on. People don't realize this, but they've been raiding the dumps. There are, you know, Trump had military, and now we have, there's units out there that are like retired military, former military, and they're still going into the dumps and rescuing the children. But that's kept out of the mainstream news. And, of course, the White House don't want to talk about it because they don't want the opposition to know where they're coming next. But that's happening.
Yeah. And if I can back up, Cliff, while you're there. You know, Ernie's talked, we've talked about how the vaccine was a way to decrease the surplus population, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all these side effects, well, guess what? Well, the newest one out
study in Germany. Results come from the German Federal Institute of Population Research. There is a very strong association between the onset of vaccination programs and fertility decline 9 months later. And they've got a couple of people who have been studying this around in other countries. And everywhere they're checking it, the fertility rates are dropping off like 14, 16%. Sweden is down 10%. And several other countries, oh, and it's just months after the shot. So one more horrible side effect of the vax is it's going to eliminate a lot of future population by knocking down the fertility rates.
We're going to have to move on, but you know what? There's also, the CDC was just sued to make available to bring out the information that they have on 19 million Americans that were damaged badly, yeah. And they've kept this quiet, but now they were sued that they have to release the information. Of course, we bring that stuff out to you all the time. 19 million. We have to move on, Cliff.
Okay.
Thanks. Who did you say was there? Juan, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi. It's coming up on 2.5 years since I discovered you on the radio, and I enjoyed the program. I support you, but I have a problem. Early in the year, I called up and I said that you can't blame the people that voted for Biden because they were going to steal the election anyway. And right away, you hit me with Proverbs 24 and Proverbs 17. And then you told me how I was approving of the abortion and approving of sodomy. And you hit me with the whole thing, and I had nothing to do with that. I don't approve of them. I'm a Christian.
Well, then I'm sorry if I misunderstood you.
Well, you condemned me with them. And all I was, you play a song, Blinded by the Lies. You talk about being gaslighted, and you talk about the narrative. So my motive for saying was there's people that don't know what's going on. Like, I listen to your program.
Well, yeah, we talk about that all the time. It's biblical illiteracy. The vast majority of people have no idea what God's Word, the Bible, says. You see, here's what God's Word, the Bible, says, Juan. It says that the vast majority of people right here in America are going to hell. They're going to hell. The Lord Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. Many will come, but few will enter. And the reason is because of biblical illiteracy. And for example, when they took these polls, people say, no, we got to keep abortion legal. We got to do this. And it's like, well, God and government are one and the same to many people.
I'm not for abortion. I'm pro-life. I support pro-life. And
well,
what I was saying, well, with our votes, we put people in positions of power. Well, every time somebody calls up and talks about what Donald Trump was responsible for, you go on protecting them. So that's all I was doing.
What was he responsible for?
You protect the...
What was Donald Trump? What was he responsible for?
He was responsible for putting people in position. Like you said, that they betrayed him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's also responsible...
Yeah, well, believe me, nobody knows that more than him.
John Bowman said he was responsible. He should have known some stuff, like with Bill Barr. He should have known with Bill Barr.
And well, yeah, it was. This is what he was not a good judge of character. And what he did is he trusted people. But, you know, when you're in a snake pit and nobody's in there but snakes with you, it's hard to find some good snakes. And that's what the problem was. Everybody, when he did pick somebody, they were sent in. And what would happen is some of the people that he might choose, the opposition will come in and they will blackmail you, and if you won't be bought, they'll go after your children. They'll threaten your children. They'll threaten your family. That's the way the deep state works, and that's why so many of these people did turn on Trump. They were threatened.
I understand. I was just calling in because I didn't like, you know, it's been bothering me for months that you put me in with them approving of abortion and sodomy, and I wasn't calling about that.
Okay, so I'm going to take you out of there right now, so you're officially taken out.
He's also responsible for the warp speed and for the ventilators and all that, you know. And I'm praying that God will bring him back, that he would finish.
Let me tell you, I'm going to explain to you about this, okay? Trump knew that they had it set up that they were going to bring these vaccines out. Big Pharma, Pfizer, these big companies, they had bought all of the horse, Fauci. It was all set up, and they had all of the fake media ready to trounce on Trump, because he was going to be the one responsible for not allowing the vax to come out, and all these people were going to die of COVID. So Trump understood this, that if the vax was experimental, it could not be forced on the people, okay? But under our Constitution and under international law, the vax could not be forced if it was experimental. And so Trump knew this, and this is what he wanted to do. This way he would give people an opportunity to say no to it. And this is why he was trying to tell people, he was trying to promote ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. But he was surrounded by snakes. He was in a snake pit out there. And that's why he did what he did. So,
well, I hope that the Lord brings him back so that he can finish what he started.
Yeah, I do too. We got to pray for that effect, and then we got to do whatever we can. But right now, the deep state is scared to death of him because of the pedophilia, the child killing. They've gone satanic. I mean, the Satanists, the Church of Satan, is now officially a part of the Democratic Party. It's a part, just like Planned Parenthood, just like the NEA, just like the ACLU. They're all a part, their cells of the Democratic Party, and they've gone totally satanic. The FBI has gone satanic. The Department of Justice.
Wow. Can I ask you, why can't he bring this stuff to light right now?
He tries to do this. This is why they censored him. They took the President of the United States off of YouTube, off of Twitter. They've censored him. He's surrounded entirely by the enemy out there. Now he started his own network. He's got his own network. They're trying to shut that down. They're going to try to bring false charges. Merrick Garland is as crooked gets. Merrick Garland is as crooked can possibly get. He's scared to death of Trump. He's angry at Trump. And so for not picking him to be on that Supreme Court, and he's going to bring false accusations, and you can expect Chris Ray to go be right there with us like they did with the Russia. So, Trump is what can he do? Now, if we get the Senate and the House back, right? Pardon?
You believe in the sovereignty of God, right?
Well, yeah, I believe in the sovereignty of God.
So do you believe that God put Biden there in the office? Because there's a lot of darkness that's being revealed now, like you were telling people for 50 years, get your children out of the public school. So there's reason why God does things, because God punished the nation of Israel.
God tells you what he's doing. When God tells you, he says all nations that forget the God will be turned into hell.
I believe that God put Biden in there so that people can see all the darkness that was happening in America and the United States. It's like he used foreign nations to punish the nation of Israel when they moved against him. So why can't he do the same thing to the United States? By installing this guy into the White House.
Okay, go read Hosea chapter 4, and he will show you that how God, when people are corrupt, when you have corrupt politicians and corrupt, and they want to go with the corruption, that he will actually give them religious leaders, pastors, and judges that are more corrupt than they are. And that's what he's done. He's given us the apostate church here in America, World of National Council of Churches. He's given us judicial system that is more corrupt. It is more corrupt. Look, Merrick Garland would be very hard-pressed to prosecute someone that is as corrupt as he is himself, okay? Our courts have sold people down. They become so corrupted because America turned their back on God. Now, America is still too stupid. America's still too stupid out there to understand this. But there seems to be an awakening of people across the nations. They want to bring America back to one nation under God. This is why you have this stream of women that are ladies, that are good ladies, that are coming out now, and they're getting involved because of they found out what we've been trying to tell people for 50 years, what the public school system was doing to their children. Now they figured that out, and they don't like it. And so now they're calling. Oh my gosh, I'm just looking right here. Warnock and Walker are tied, 49 point. Neither one of them has hit the 50. Walker's got to hit that 50 mark, or you're going to have another recount, another runoff. You're going to have another runoff in the election. Lord, I pray.
You don't want that.
No.
I appreciate you accepting my phone call, and I pray that all the righteous people that are running, they will come in victory by, you know.
Yeah, I do too.
In this election.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling. All righty. Yeah, we need to pray. Joe, why don't you pray that God will give our people, the good people, the righteous people, victory? Ask him if he would do that. Would you do that?
Dear Heavenly Father, as we watch the situation tonight, we know that everything is in your hands and everything is under your control. We would just ask to see a victory tonight, Lord, if it be thy will. We were never sure whether we knew judgment was coming. We didn't know whether the judgment would be against the evil or against those professing Christianity that are not doing thy will, that are falling away. But I would ask, especially myself, that this would be a wake-up call. Would be the start of something, the start of a new revival in the land, the start of a new understanding that people have to take charge of their own government, that they have to get involved, that they have to study and vote for the right candidates, that they have to pay more attention to what's happening and not just let others handle things for them. Tonight isn't over yet, and if it be thy will, Lord, we need to see a bigger surge, and we need to see some of these close races come so that they're give hope to your people that they can continue the fight, that we can work to restore this nation back to that nation under you, under God, and bring back those values and principles and ideas of the founders, all based on you, your laws, and your commandments. And we ask this in that precious name of Jesus, Lord. Amen.
Amen. You know what, Joe? They've got Carrie Lake at 43 and Hobbs at 56. There's no way in the world that happens.
I cannot believe that, no.
Okay, let's go out to Michigan. We got Chris in Michigan. Chris, you're in the air.
Hey, how you doing? Good evening.
Good evening to you, too.
What do you hear in Michigan? We're not hearing much.
I'm not hearing much either because I haven't been watching it that much because it's like you're seeing it. A lot of it still seems slanted. I just have a new Democrat battle cry for them. If we can't beat you, we'll cheat you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know, too, if information I had sent to the mail, I'd sent to the ministry there about the Smith-Mundt Act.
I think we just got that today, okay?
All right.
And I haven't had a chance to really read it.
Okay. I know there's a lot going on right now, and same thing here. You know, got down to the voting polls early. There weren't that many people there when I left. A lot of people were streaming in, so hopefully things will change up here. But the way it looks like now, you know, I just had to turn it because I can't believe a lot of the projected outcomes of what's going on. It just seems like years ago.
Well, I hope the Proposition 3 goes down there in Michigan. That's a horrible, horrible proposition. Proposition 3.
No.
All three of them. I was only aware of three.
But, yeah, 1, 2, and 3. All three of those need to go. Yep. So, anyway, I'm not going to tie you up. I'm going to let you go. I'm at work here. And if I find some more information out, and right now I'm looking at somebody who's the tech personnel for our Witchy Gretton up here. And used to be an Obama man. I'm checking out that information, and it seems to be eluding me at this time. And
Michigan is famous for voter election fraud. Absolutely famous.
I know. It just doesn't surprise me anymore. And you know what? You just keep praying and hope that it can't go on, and people will wake up take care of the problem. Okay, gentlemen, have a great night. God bless. And I'll talk at you later.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
I hope that Tony Nixon there wins, and Tony Dixon wins in Michigan, because she's running against Whitmer, and Whitmer is a wicked, wicked woman. Let's go with Chester. Chester, you're in there.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I live in Oregon somewhere, and I went to the polls today because I took it in because I cannot write my signature like I used to because of some brain damage. And so I asked her what do I do? And I showed her my ID, and she took it for a second, didn't look at it, and handed it back. And then she was acting real annoyed. And then I said, I just want to make sure it's accepted, because it got booted out last election. So then she pulls out a red pen and puts two W's on it and says, mail it. So I think she tagged it Republican. But then I know somebody else that went in, and they had the same experience, and he pushed it. He said, I want you to know that I'm who's voting here. And they said, we trust you. He said, I don't want you to trust me. I want you to look at my signature and see that it's the same that is on the ballot, look at my license and make. And she kept giving him the runaround, and so then the guy came out and was very aggressive with him, and he said this way. He said, I could just go out the door, get another ballot, and come back and vote again. And the guy got really hostile with him, So there's cheating going on. We know it.
They do that. It's election cheating. When it comes to election fraud today, it comes as natural as to a Democrat as flying does to a bird and swimming to a fish.
Exactly. Well, there's a few isolated elderly people that were a part of the old Democrats that don't know any better, but everyone that's, coherent is serving Satan, and most of them know it, and they resent anything to do with Christ. So they'll be trying to shut the churches down again. But that's all. I don't want to take up all this time, but I found that really concerning to me, that they wouldn't even look at my ID.
I don't blame you.
What we have to learn is people have to learn they have to get involved in local politics.
Yeah.
Get involved in their local parties, because that's the bedrock of America. Too many people pay attention only to the national, don't take care of their backyards. And once the Democrats get entrenched and control things, they start at the bottom. They've learned the lesson. That's where the power base starts.
Yeah.
They're very active. Yeah. They spend their time and money to do it, and our side doesn't. And you're seeing the results of our lack
exactly.
of intelligence and effort on that part.
Exactly. I went to a county fair in the area. Every day it was open and visited the Republican booth, and they almost every one of them was a rhino. That's
the
problem.
Yeah, well, but, right there's the answer to your problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Well, we're in Oregon, Kate Brown and Ted Wheeler. So, but, you know, we'll just keep praying for the red wave. But we know that if we win this, then they're going to go rioting in the streets again. But we'll have maybe a little more jurisdiction to shut them down. But, you know, they'll probably sometime tonight, you know, it'd be all these votes come in for the Democrats that, yeah, like they did with Trump. But I won't.
Yeah, usually just
time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember the old hymn, and the battle goes on forever twixt the darkness and the light.
Yeah.
This is only the start. It's going to be a long battle because it's a never-ending fight against evil.
All righty.
Since we've become a world that, you know, celebrates murdering children and perverting them and aborting them and all this, how long is God until he's going to turn his back on us? So.
Well, you know, you're kind of seeing that happening right now. This was, you know, we had a blood moon for today, and a blood moon's always a sign of judgment, always. So I got to move on. We have one last caller. This last caller, I think, is Ray. Ray, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor. Hi, Joe.
Hi, hello.
Hi.
Quick, because I know we don't have time, but just something to contemplate. Since we are winding down now towards the, you know, the end of days and whatnot, we have to look at it from this standpoint. God's plan and purpose is to save his children. And now we have less and less people being regenerated and more being unregenerated. So now with the unregenerated, whose influence are they under? So we really, you know, everything's going wrong according to purpose. Now, you and I wish it wasn't, and we're fighting for that. But if you have less regenerated people and more unregenerated, this is where it would logically take us.
Yep. Well, again, everything is falling, not apart, but as they say, in place. Exactly what Scripture said is happening, would happen, is happening. Exactly.
Because, right, Pastor, because God's purpose and plan is to save his children. Okay?
Yep.
And that's where it all comes down to.
Yeah, remember, though, what our job is, he gives us the three missions. He tells us, we can't lose faith. We got to just go ahead and continue to work, and we'll hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant. So,
and what you're doing, you and Joe and everybody's doing excellent ideas. You're pointing them to people to the faith, and you're pointing to salvation. I mean, this is a political thing going on now, but you guys are always on top of the spiritual, which I always like.
Right,
keep up the good work.
Thanks, Ray. God bless. All right, Joe, we have... How many minutes do we have?
Five.
You've got just enough to... You got 5 minutes. Can you give an invitation in five, Joe?
Oh, I sure can. That's way more than enough time. Scripture tells us in Romans chapter 8 that ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so, be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. I talked last night about being born again, and that is being born of water and of the Holy Spirit. You see, if you don't have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, you're not born again, you're not saved. Salvation comes, the end result of salvation is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God in you, where you become the temple of God, and you become this new creation, this a child of the kingdom, an actual child, a son or daughter of God. Scripture tells us, 2 Corinthians, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. To get this being born again, to become this new creature, to get this new heart, Scripture also talks about God will give us a new heart. And it was Jesus who took our sins. God sent his only begotten Son, so that the end that all that believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Our dear Lord went to the cross at Calvary. He took my sins, Pastor Ernie's sins, your sins, and he took our place, paid our sin debt. And if we repent that our sins placed him on that cross, we call to the Father and we repent seriously from the heart, and we ask to be forgiven of those sins that placed his Son on that cross. Lord, forgive me. When God forgives us, then we can then ask Jesus to come into our life and become that Lord of our life. We can invite the King of Kings in, and he gives us the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We become then a joint heir with him, joint heirs with Jesus in everlasting life. We become that born-again believer. We become part of the family of God. Our salvation is secure eternally. We repent. That's a turn from our wicked ways and start to move toward God, drawing every day, trying to be closer to him, being more like him. And this time when we sin, we can simply tell, Lord, I sinned again. Lord, forgive me. I see what I'm doing. Help me. And this continues. Our salvation is secure, but our personal relationship with the Lord is strengthened and continued, and every day we grow closer to him in faith and knowledge and love and understanding. Our lives become filled with joy, happiness. No matter what happens in the world, we have peace in our hearts. It's something, the decision each and every person out there has to make. And the one thing that I want you to understand is children, when they're too young to make that choice to accept Jesus or reject him, Jesus has said they are his, they belong to him, and every aborted baby that dies from sin is taken directly to the arms of Jesus in heaven, where we all want to be. Right, Pastor Ernie?
Absolutely. And so, and again, no one has ever done anything that means as much to them as making that profession. I know a lot of people out there, because they haven't studied the Word of God, and since they have never been saved, so they don't know what the experience is like. They don't understand, how can you say that God has spoken to your heart? How do you, you know, because it hasn't happened to them, they don't understand.
Well, without the Holy Spirit, they can't. They never will understand it until they have that indwelling.
That's exactly right. And the only way you get that indwelling is doing exactly what you just said. You pray to the Father, you ask for forgiveness. Yeah. There's got to be repentance first. There's got to be repentance. And then after there's repentance, you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. You recognize the fact that he died a substitutionary death in our place. And then you will receive the Holy Spirit. Then you'll understand the things that you and I understand, Joe. Until tomorrow, good night. God bless. And always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.